Hello and welcome back to the Din Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I am one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
And we are back. Happy Tuesday, John. Let's get back
to the kissometer.
I think we left at a nice, solid 40%.
All right.
40% on the dial there. Paul recovers his slip up of saying that he likes her name, and then she and Chani says, "I hate my name actually," and he goes, "Cool."
She hates her secret name.
Her secret name, yes.
Yeah, Sihaya.
Yeah, and he goes, "Cool. I hate it too because I love you," and which is the subtext, of course.
Yeah, obviously.
But don't be a people pleaser, Paul. You know, you can do what you want.
Yeah, but also he's like 16, and like. Fair.
And that's very fair. She has given him her preferred name. So use her preferred name.
Yeah. It's not that hard to just call people what they want to be called.
No, it's not. Anyways.
It's not so hard.
It's not so hard. So we are back today, man. We are talking about minute 46 through 47. We start this minute off with just a whole heaping plate of doe eyes. And strings rising, and that kissometer is going up, buddy. I think we're sitting at a solid 70 after this, the first couple seconds.
All right, yep.
Coming up here, it is rising. Romance is happening, John.
It is, until Paul just turns away and looks out at the desert and says,
"Yep.
Do you think Stilgar will teach me?"
Way to just change the subject, dude.
Yeah. I mean, like, come on. You were fucking there. You could have just like gone in for it. She probably would have been cool with it. But instead, you're thinking about Worm.
Yeah.
Which, in fairness, aren't we all? We're on a Dune podcast. We're all thinking about worms all the time.
I know Johnny is.
Hey. All right.
Anyways. Yeah, as soon as...
Jesus Christ.
But as soon as he broke his prolonged eye contact, I was like, Paul's going to say something stupid right here.
And he does.
Or he's going to say something to ruin the mood or something. And wouldn't you know it, it doesn't exactly ruin the mood, but it changes the topic. And it's like...
Bro, you were there.
Yeah. Anyways. So he says, do you think Stilgar will teach me? As he points to where Stilgar was just riding off in the desert. And Chani goes, to ride? ?
No. And then.
So, yeah, what does she say?
Only Fremen ride worms.
Kissometer down to 10%. John.
Well, not only is kissometer down to 10%, ADR was not good there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Going back and listening to it several times, like, it is noticeably ADR'd and not like. Balanced at all in terms of how her voice sounded before and then after.
Okay.
It was very distinct on the...
Gotcha. I'll have to go back
and... Rewind 5 seconds, go back sure. And, you know, watch that section of the minute.
I'll have to go back and see. I was listening over speakers, not headphones, when I was writing notes, so I may have missed that.
Man, you're just all over the place this week, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Got a lot of shit going on, John.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. Chani, kind of being an asshole here. She's going to be an asshole for a little bit, just for a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
And Paul is learning that just because he converted and joined the church does not make him ethnically Fremen.
That's a very specific joke for a subset of our listeners, I'm sure.
It's honestly a little xenophobic on Chani's part, if I need to call it out.
Yep.
And she says that in this part, this, you know, talk about fucking whiplash. She goes on to say that the Fremen are all equal here. Immediately after telling Paul that he is a Fremen in name only and treating him unequally. And her reasoning for that is because she says that he's got a duke's and king's blood in him. So he's not one of them. But she says they're all equal.
Yeah, she says, "Your blood comes from dukes and great houses. We don't have that here. We're all equal, men and women alike. What we do for the benefit of all."
Yeah. So, novel thing to say after immediately treating Paul unequally.
Yep.
Great. Double standards, I guess. Cool. So, at this point, Paul says, well, he would very much like to be equal to her.
Kissometer sound go up?
I think that goes down, man. That's like negative 30 on my mind. Like, or at least after what Chani said, it is down in the pits. I would personally, I'd be like, well, fuck off then. Fuck you.
He's just trying to get a smooch.
He's trying to get something.
He's trying to get a smooch. This is a PG-13 movie, Zach.
This is a Christian podcast, John.
Yeah. We don't say fuck on this Christian podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. In my notes, I wrote the question, is this supposed to be romantic? It really doesn't feel like it. But I'm also thinking about this conversation isolated as just this conversation.
Yeah.
In the whole, with context of everything else that's around it, I guess I could see this is just like playful banter back and forth. So,
and also with all the music and everything, oh, and the yeah. setting of, you know, like sitting up on the top of the dune at sunrise.
Sure. Yeah, those strings are doing a lot of heavy lifting romantically. Then Chani comes back and says Paul's full government name.
Well,
full
most,
new never
most of his government
name. Yeah, his full new government name.
Yeah.
And she says he can maybe be Fremen.
Maybe she'll show him the way.
Yeah. And I guess in this context is like riding the worm part of the like citizenship test on Arrakis.
It is the citizenship test. It is the citizenship test. Yeah, everything else is just green card up until this point. So,
I mean, hell, that's a cool way to do it.
Killing Jameis was applying for the work visa.
Yep.
Which is about as arduous as doing any government form. And then naming ceremony is green card.
Mm-hmm.
When's our citizenship test?
You got to ride the worm. Okay, so after she says, she's smiling, she's looking at him, she says, maybe I'll show you the way. Kissometer back up to 80%. Their faces are getting closer.
They are, but at 59 seconds, the music crescendos and Chal go in for a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
But they minute stops.
They start, yeah, I know, they start to lean in. Kissometer goes up again, 99%, John. Paul's looking at Chani's lips right as the minute ends. They're getting closer. And we just have the biggest blue balls ever with this.
The balls would be bad. Blue within blue.
That's great. Great. Right. Good. We got to end it there. Yep. It's not going to get better than that.
All right. Well, you can find us online. I'm Blue Sky. We are at DuneMinute.com, and you can email... And you can email fucking
I'm keeping this in.
Yeah. You can email duneminute@gmail.com if you'd like to get in touch with us that way. We will be back tomorrow for another episode of the Dune Minute Podcast.
All right. See you then.
See ya.